In his homily this past Sunday, Father Mike used a phrase, put some feet under your faith. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. You know, I smiled. I hadn't heard that phrase since the late 1970s. It's a phrase we use when we discuss putting our faith in action to reach out to those less fortunate and offer a helping hand. We would ask, you can talk the talk, but can you walk the talk? Too often, Christians spend a lot of time talking. We talk about how we've been saved, how blessed we are, how much we love Jesus, and what our faith means to us. But we never put that talk into action. Mahatma Gandhi said, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. And you know it's true. There is something very therapeutic about serving others. There's a real power in service. Serving others can cure many ills. Are you suffering from low self-esteem? Then try feeding the hungry. If you're feeling anger and resentment, then try volunteering at a homeless shelter. Do you feel like you're a failure? Well, then try working with the mentally or physically handicapped. Research suggests that when we show concern for others, our own health improves. It'll make you more joyful and grateful, and you'll view life with a new clarity. In Matthew 25, we read the only description in the Bible of the Last Judgment. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, care for the ill, welcome strangers. All involve walking the walk and practicing what we preach. In the book, The Power of Serving Others, authors Gary Morsch and Dean Nelson say, 1. Everyone has something to give. 2. Most people are willing to give when they see the need and have an opportunity. And 3, everyone can do something for someone right now. Don't wait to be asked. We need to be open to those opportunities to put our faith in action as they present themselves. We all have gifts, things that we do well. It can be anything from teaching to swinging a hammer, from mowing a neighbor's lawn to cooking a meal for an elderly friend. There are ways to use our gifts for the service of others. In 1 Peter, it says, as each one has received a gift, use it to serve another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Isn't it time we started to walk our talk and practice what we preach? It's time to put our feet under our faith. This is Tony Agnese.